lockdown, is this shit going to end? Quarantine, isolation, fucking bullshit. All because of some goddamn bat. Fucking stupid. What? What do you want? What the fuck do you mean, what am I mad at? Don't you see? We're stuck in this fucking house for weeks now. I can't go outside or meet with my boyfriend. I can't party with my friends. All because of stupid coronavirus, which probably isn't just a normal virus either. And some dumb fuck fucked up in a lab and accidentally let it out. Like, who the fuck is asking these scientists to do these kind of experiments anyways? Nuclear bombs aren't enough. I just don't get it. Why would you feel like you have to create a biological weapon at this day and age where we already have crazy motherfuckers in the government and shit anyways? Anyone with a brain knows that those types of weapons don't get us any fucking where in the future. Not to mention how much fucking money is being wasted on that dumb shit. Invest in shit that's useful, like creating medicine for all the viruses we can't fight to this day. Not this nonsense. And for what? Someone's fantasy? Get the fuck out of here. What? Alright, smartass. Maybe it's not proven that it's someone's fault, and maybe it did really come from animals, and maybe it did spread naturally this quick, but it still doesn't make this situation any less annoying. Fuck. Relax. It is what it is. Dude, you don't even know what you're talking about, okay? I'm about to fucking explode or something if I don't get what I need soon enough. What is it I need? I don't think you want to hear that. Because it's not really something you want to hear from your sister. Dude, stop asking, okay? I'm not going to tell you, all right? Fine, I'll tell you, but promise you won't be running around the house telling everyone about it. Yeah? Can I trust you? Are you sure? Okay, just come closer then. Closer, stupid. I don't want anyone to hear this. Okay, listen. I need a dick. What? You wanted to know, right? So there you have it. Now quit whining. I warned you and told you it wasn't something you'd like to hear, didn't I? What?
Can't I just bring my boyfriend to my room?
Fuck no. Why? So you can snitch on me to mom and dad? And besides, I don't want to catch no corona either. I'm not one of those people that spreads the virus just because they think that only elderly will catch it. I'm not stupid. Huh? You wouldn't tell on me. Yeah, I bet, little brother. Whatever, just fuck it, all right? It's not gonna work. You think I haven't thought about it before? Why do you care anyways, huh? I don't know too many brothers who would be okay with knowing that their big sister is banging some dude in another room. Wouldn't that be awkward for you? I mean, you would most definitely hear me moan and stuff, and probably hear the bed squeaking like crazy. You know these walls are tiny. Besides, I know you have a little crush on me. No, a big crush, actually. I bet you would be mad jealous. Right. Let's be honest, most little brothers at some point in their life have a crush on their big sister. Especially when they're as hot and cool as I am. Well, maybe not now. Because I'm just so frustrated by this situation. But usually I'm the coolest big sister and you know it. Wait, are you seriously trying to tell me right now that you've never thought of fucking me? I hope that's not what you're trying to do. That is adorable, little brother. You do realize I still remember those boners I used to give you when we sunbathed outside, right? Oh, no way. Are you blushing? Oh, look at you. It's okay. I mean, you were just a little boy back then and your hormones were going crazy. I know you wished I could just put my hands on you back then and fix the problem for you. That's why I tease you so much. You were so fun to play with back then. Don't deny it, little brother. I know little boys think about sex all the time. You didn't control it back then. And I'd put all my money on you that you can't control it now either. When you're finally an adult. After all,
I only got hotter and hotter over time, didn't I? No, you don't think about me like that. Ever.
Oh, brother. I can read you like a book.
Please don't make me prove it. Prove what? Prove that you're still my little boy, of course, who has a massive crush on me. I can't prove it. Are you sure? So, you're saying that if I take this shirt off of me, your face won't turn into a complete tomato instantly? I'm gonna do it, you know me. Oh, that wouldn't be fair, you say. Why? Is it because you know you would get hard in front of me and make a fool of yourself? No. Okay, then. I guess I can do it. If you're so sure. Now, again, what is going on, little brother? Are you scared? Are you scared I'm just gonna embarrass you with this hot body of mine? So, wait. Did you just admit it? You do have a crush on me. I knew it. It's kind of strange, you know. Not the fact that you have a thing for me, but the fact that you really admitted it just right now. Because I know you, and I know that you would never take an L that quick. What could possibly be the reason? I think I get it. You just want to avoid the embarrassment I talked about earlier, don't you? You don't want to have to deal with the emotions that you know I can bring out of you at any time. Is that it? Well, that's too bad. The thing is, I'm really, really bored now. And a little talk with you, it calmed me down a bit. Yeah, I'm not angry anymore like I was a few seconds ago. And also, I just reminded myself of how fun it was to torture you with my beauty back in the day. I can't help but smile and giggle the more you deny it. The more I remind myself of all the anxiety I gave you. I was a bad, bad big sister, wasn't I? And you know what? Ain't nothing changed. Because I think I want to play a game with you. Right now. I just thought of it. It's gonna be great. You're gonna love it. Just you and me. One-on-one. In my room. Oh yeah, we are going to my room. Give me your hand, little brother. Did you not hear me? Don't make me repeat myself. I said, give me your hand. Good boy. Listen to what I say. Always. Now come with me. This is gonna be fun. I promise. Here, sit on my bed. Now, oh, wait, one more thing. There, locked. What? Don't worry about why I locked the door. Worry about why I made you come here and sit on my bed in the first place. You know, I don't usually just let you in here like that. I can see how nervous you are. Still, not as nervous as I like you the best, little brother. Let's fix that. By taking this little shirt off of me. Oh, there we go. What's that, little brother? Why did I do that? Why do you think? Didn't you figure it out yet? God, I thought it was pretty obvious. We're gonna play my favorite game. It's called Teasing My Shy Little Brother. Only this time, we can go a little further. Because you're a big boy now. Hence why I locked the door. Oh, I am sorry, little brother. I know this is kind of inappropriate. They shouldn't bully you like this, knowing you will be so uncomfortable real soon. Especially since you are the sweetest thing ever. And I really love you. But you have to understand, it's quarantine season, and I love to fool around. And since my boyfriend isn't here, you are going to have to take his place. That's right, little brother. I'm actually surprised I didn't think of that earlier when I was getting mad and stuff. Throwing all them F-bombs for no reason, when I literally have someone I can use. Right in the next room. Shh, I don't want to hear any complaints. You know Big Sister doesn't like that. Just shut up and listen to what she says. And you might just get rewarded. It's not like I'm getting touchy with you or anything anyways. Yet. Just showing off my body to you. And watching you. Don't be a pussy. Just accept the challenge, little brother. Let's see if you can win this little battle and not look away from me. Shouldn't be too hard, right? I know you can do it. You should be thankful, if anything. This might be the last chance for you to ever get to see me naughty like this. Look at this gorgeous pair of breasts of mine. Don't you wish they were all yours? Don't you wish that you could just take my top off and play with them? Aren't you just so curious how my nipples look like? How about you beg for it? I might just accidentally undo my bra and drop it, you know? I mean, unless you still want to pretend that you aren't liking this, then we can forget this ever happened. So, what's it gonna be, little brother? Are you gonna pass on such an opportunity just to save little pride? God, it feels so good when I squeeze him like that. Come on. I know this drives you insane. Just say please, and I'll expose these two babies to you. I want to hear how good you can beg me. I'm not gonna laugh at you, I promise. I make my boyfriend beg too sometimes. And sometimes I beg him. It's normal. You won't look weak. You look cute. And that's how I want you. So be cute, little brother. Beg me. Beg me to take my bra off. Come on, I know you can. Oh, that's a good start. No, I'm not laughing. Just keep going, keep going. Okay. That's enough. You did a very good job. Even better than I thought you would. Now, as promised, I'm gonna show you my breasts. Or should I say, tits. Huh? You like when I talk dirtier like that? Oh, I bet you do. So let me show you my tits, little brother. There we go. You like me, cutie. I love when you're blushing like this. And stuttering. God, it makes me want to eat you up. Like this. Keep being cute like that and I might just come for you. You like that, don't you? Yeah, you naughty, naughty boy. You want this gorgeous body all over you, don't you, little brother? Look what you're doing to me. Look where my hand is. You got me touching myself between my smooth legs. I just couldn't help it. I didn't even know my hand was slowly going down there. You're doing something to me. You always did. I just never admitted it. I guess I didn't want to accept those kinky thoughts. Because it's wrong. But now, oh, brother, my sweet, sweet little boy, I'm so hungry for you. Hungry for that hard cock, that boner that just formed in front of me in those pants of yours. Don't try to hide it now. What's the point? I've already seen it. And I want it. And I'm gonna get it real soon. But first, I'm just gonna watch you and tease my little pussy through my panties. Oh gosh, I can't believe what I'm saying and doing right now. This is stronger than me. Oh, you're too damn hot. Okay, that's it. I want you. Right. Now.
Don't move away from me on that bed now. You're the one that wanted to know I was mad. None of this would be happening if you just minded your own goddamn business. You brought this on yourself. And now, I just gotta have you. And nothing in this world will stop me from putting my hands and body all over you. Keep pulling back. I'm gonna catch you anyways. There we go. Got you. Don't try to break free. I've got you pinned by your wrists. You're not winning this battle. Besides, why would you want to break free anyways, huh? Isn't this your biggest dream? To have me look down at you with my seductive and full of hunger eyes like that? Oh, come on. Stop squirming. Calm down, little brother. Calm down. Yeah, there, that's better. Now look, I know this is way different from what I used to do. I used to just tease you with my sexy outfits and whatnot. But to be honest, this is what I always wanted to do. I don't really know why. You just work on me somehow differently. You make me wanna put you in your place. Dominate you. And then just use you. And abuse you. Not abuse you in like a negative way. Like I wanna hurt you, but rather abuse you sexually. With my love for you. I don't know, it's hard to explain. And it's because I know you secretly want it just as much as I do. You've always wanted me to take you like this. I'm right, aren't I? Like, just be honest, little brother. When you were a kid and we sunbathed, you always dreamed I could get on top of you out of nowhere, grind against your hard cock until you come in your pants. Didn't you? Especially like this, when my gorgeous tits are out, right in front of your face, and then you would pretend that you don't like it. Cause you have a little rape fantasy, don't you? Come on, don't be scared to admit it. I saw the audios you were listening to recently. All incest and rape fantasy stuff. Mostly big sister and little brother stuff. And you, the listener, is the one who's getting raped. I didn't say anything because I didn't care that much. But now all the memories and stuff that we just talked about turn me on so much. You made me so fucking wet. I just want to go one step further and fuck my little brother. I want to break some rules. Don't you want to do the same? We can even roleplay and pretend that you don't want this. We can pretend that I'm raping you. It's gonna be so fucking hot. Come on, little brother. Let me have you. Become my plaything until this quarantine season is over. Become my little pet. My little sex toy. I can make you feel so good, too. It's not only about me. These kisses are just a tiny piece of what I have to offer. I know you're not too experienced, but I will take care of you and guide you like a big sister would. Just say 4 words for me. Say, fuck me, big sister. Please, fuck me, big sister. Normally, I would start off by licking and sucking your cock. But I haven't had a dick inside of me in so long now. I just want to put it in and ride you till I come. Till you explode deep inside of me. And your heart already, anyways. I can feel it as I'm pressing up against you. Just let me have it, okay? I'm gonna get completely naked for you right now. Can I trust that you won't move once I get off of you for a second? Yeah. Swear. Pinky promise. Okay, little brother. Don't disappoint me. Here. How's that, huh? You love this sexy body, don't you, little boy? You always wanted to see it. Well, now you can have it. Look at this ass of mine. It just begs to be spanked. Okay, let's pull your pants down and see what you're hiding down there. Holy shit. Wow. Little brother. Or should I say, not so little brother. God, how could you hide this from me for such a long time? It's fucking gorgeous. I know what I said earlier, but holy fuck. I really need to put it in my mouth now. There's no way I can skip having a taste of this hard cock. It's okay if I put my mouth on it. You don't mind, right? Wait, why am I even asking you? This thing already belongs to me. Oh my god, brother. I barely put my mouth on it and I can already taste your pre-cum. It's delicious. Fuck. sorry I started sucking it like that without a warning, but I couldn't help myself. No, I'm gonna push this dick hole into my slutty throat. Oh, you like that? Oh, good boy. I could fill you like this for a whole day. But my pussy is craving your cock even more than my mouth is. God, I want to push you deep inside of me and ride you like a fucking animal. You're okay with that, aren't you? Yeah, you're gonna do whatever the fuck I say. Because you're my good little boy, right? You want to be a good little brother for your sweet big sister, don't you? Good. So lay still and let me sit on your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fuck, that's such a good size. I feel so good when I slowly move with my hips like that. But that's not enough. You know that, right? I like it harder and faster. Oh, you're gonna let Big Sister use that hard cock, aren't you? Yeah, because you want to make her come, don't you? Good boy. Oh, Big Sis will make you come, too. Just don't do anything. Lay still and be a cute boy for me. Cute and hot for your big sister. God, just like that. Are you ready? Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry to be quiet, but I have to. How's that? Much better than my mouth, isn't it? God. Oh, fuck. I can't tell you how many times I've thought about doing this. I guess I'm a hypocrite for calling you out on having a crush on me earlier. I'm the bigger pervert here, low-key. Oh, fuck. Yeah. God, it feels so good. God. I like the sounds you make, little brother. So needy and desperate for me. You like when I bounce up and down on your cock like that? Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, goddamn. You know, I can't believe I'm finally bouncing on a cock after all this time in isolation. Dick feels so fucking good. So good in my wet pussy. And I've gotta admit, it's way better than my boyfriend's. It is. His dick doesn't even compare to yours, little brother. Oh, God. Oh, please. Yeah. Don't you? You've needed this just as much as I have. Fuck. I feel myself getting closer, little brother. Do you feel like you're getting closer too? Yeah? You wanna come together? Let's try to come at the same time. I want you to fill me up as soon as I come on the stick. You can do that, right? I know you can.
trying to be quiet. You like that, don't you? You like seeing me slap a hand on my mouth. Because it's so wrong and we can't let anyone else hear it. Oh, God, I'm so close. Oh, shit. I feel it. It's coming. I'm about to come on this hard dick. God, it feels too good. Then I want you to shoot your load as deep in me as possible. Do you understand? I'm on the bill, so I won't get pregnant. It's fine. Just let it all go right up my pussy. Don't hold back. I'll count to five, and you're gonna fill me up on five, okay? Here we go. One, two, three, four. Come on, are you ready? Oh, just let it go, baby. I know you can do it, little brother. And five, come, come, now, come with me, come with me, come with me. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, God, God. Oh, my God. Oh, little brother. You gave so much to me. So good. Such a good boy. Fuck. That was amazing. I needed this so much. Thank you, little brother. Let me clean your cock now. Fuck. You know, I wasn't lying when I said your cock is much better than my boyfriend's. You have a really, really good dick. And I think that I'll be visiting your room way more often from now on, just to get my fix. I barely experienced this thing, but I'm already addicted to it. I can tell you that. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm gonna sleep with you tonight, okay? I'll sneak into your room when Mom and Dad fall asleep. And we'll lock the door and fuck under the covers until the sun rises. And then we can try all the other positions. And then we can do whatever you want. Even anal, you know. I've never done it before, but my friends who tried it before told me it's really great when you do it with someone you really trust and love. So. There is a long road ahead of us, little brother. We are gonna have so much fun together. And not only during this quarantine season. No. I plan on fucking you even when everything goes back to normal. I could break up with my boyfriend too, if you want me to. But that's in the future. And right now, I think I want a round two from you, little brother. Lean back and enjoy. I'll get you ready for it. No. Oh.